N.A. Just for today, January 14th. A loving God. Our understanding of a higher power is up to us. The only suggested guidelines are that this power be loving, caring, and greater than ourselves. We've been told that we can believe in any kind of higher power we want, as long as it is loving and, of course, greater than ourselves. Some of us, however, have trouble with these requirements. We either believe in nothing but ourselves, or we believe that anything that could be called God could only be cold-hearted and unreasonable, sending us bad luck on a whim. Believing in a loving power is quite a leap for some of us, for many reasons. The thought of turning our will and lives over to the care of something we think might hurt us is sure to fill us with reluctance. If we come into the program believing that God is judgmental and unforgiving, we must overcome those beliefs before we can be truly comfortable with the third step. Our positive experiences in recovery can help us come to believe in a loving God of our own understanding. We've been given relief from a disease that has afflicted us for a long time. We've found the guidance and support we need to develop a new way of life. We've begun to experience a fullness of spirit where once there was only emptiness. These aspects of our recovery have their source in a loving God, not a harsh, hateful one. And the more we experience recovery, the more we'll trust that loving higher power. Just for today, I will open my mind and my heart to believe that God is loving, and trust my loving higher power to do for me what I cannot do for myself. From the book, N.A., Just for Today. Copyright by Fred Fetterson, 2023. Copyright 1991 by Narcotics Anonymous World Services, Inc.